what's up? Look what I got. Yes, two stinkies of the new cry responsibility. I even bought my computer over. Just let me hook up to one of your extra monitors and we can just game all night and order some food. Oh. I know you said to text first, but I know that your girlfriend is working late tonight and you'd be home all alone, so... And I know you don't work either, so... Stalking you? It's called being a good friend? I pay attention when you talk, douche. I mean, I get it. Your girlfriend is really forgetful, so it makes sense that's what you're used to. Anyway, come on, let me set up. No! No, that's not- that wasn't a shot. I totally get it. I'm like that way with school and math and stuff. But with people I am close to, I just don't forget everything or anything. Like, I remember that one time we went to dinner, and you asked for them to remove the you-know-what from your food, and they put it in anyway. And I asked them to remake it for you. Because I care, dumbass. I didn't even say what it is because I know you hate it so much on your food. Now, let's kill some bad guys. Oh. Yeah, I guess we do have to wait until it installs. Huh, I forgot about that part. Well, I was just excited to play a game with my best friend who had the night off. It'll only take an hour, so I'm sure we can think of something to do in the meantime. So, what did you want to do in the meantime? Yeah, let's watch something. Have you started watching that new anime yet? The one where the girl who likes ghosts or something makes friends with that guy who likes aliens? And then they both get powers or something. Well, I know you were reading the manga, so I wasn't sure if you want to watch at the same time, or... Yeah, you mentioned it the other day. Definitely. Dude, why are you being so suspicious? You're just super forgetful. We talk literally constantly in Discord, like, multiple times a day. What do you mean we need to talk about that? What did I do wrong? Ugh, it's making her uncomfortable? What? Oh my god, could she be more insecure? We were friends before she ever got her stupid ass into your life. Am I wrong? I feel like ever since she weaseled her way into your life, you've been getting more and more distant with me and treating me like I'm some sort of pest. I mean, here I am, in your house, actually spending time with you, doing things we both like together. I make such a fucking effort to be good to you, and you let some bitch with a pair of, what, fat tits just to make you lose sight of what's important? Us! That's what's important. You and me. Our friendship. And just... know what that means to both of us. You think I should leave? Are you fucking kidding me? Fuck. I'm sorry. I just... You make me... Fuck, I can't do this anymore. I'm done pretending. I love you. Shh, it's okay. It's a little weird for me too, baby. It's fine. We've been friends for so long, right? Just friends. Always just friends. You always picked other girls. Girls with bigger tits, smaller tits. Girls with longer hair, bigger asses, smaller asses, flatter stomachs, abs, tummies. You made me into a fucking cuck, and you didn't even realize it? Or maybe you did. I don't know. I don't feel that way about you. Bull fucking shit. You're just a coward. You're afraid of a woman who actually knows who you are deep down. You prefer the concept of a girlfriend because that means you don't have to be vulnerable. But you've always felt vulnerable with me, haven't you? Remember when we were kids? Remember how you were picked on so much and I swooped in and would always protect you? I hit my growth spurt, but you, well, you didn't quite reach my size ever, did you? And all these years, baby, I kept protecting you. I made sure you were always taken care of when those stupid fucking cunts broke your heart. And I always knew they would. Sure, some needed a little push, but... Well, like for example, Jasmine, you liked her a lot, right? Yeah, well, she was a huge slut. All it took was a fake hunky Instagram model with a big cock to make her send nudes. I nearly threw up when she sent them to me. How disgusting and pathetic could she be? Cheating on someone that I love so much. That I knew I was perfect for. She was just fucking wasting it. And that's the thing. The thing you never truly understand. That I am going to be the best thing you'll ever going to have. Oh, please. You're so full of it. I'm so sick of you basically cucking me every time you get into a relationship with some new dumb bitch. Do you think I enjoyed hearing you go balls deep into your bitch of a girlfriend when we all went camping together that one time? Do you think I liked knowing you were coming inside of her? Do you think I liked fishing out the used condoms from the trash and eating your cum out of it because she didn't want it inside of her? Yes, of course I ate it. Your cum is fucking precious, dude. If I had been your girlfriend all those years, your balls would always be empty, and I wouldn't waste a fucking drop. But instead, you continue to go with this mediocre woman who barely even likes you. Why do you do it? Tell me, why do you continue to choose these other women right here? I do so fucking much for you. I'm always at your beck and call. I love you, you fucking idiot. Not attracted to me? Are you fucking shitting me? What? Is my ass not fat enough? My tits not perky enough? Because I fucking know you jerk off to women who look like me constantly. Because I cloned your fucking phone. I see everything. Every Google search you do, every WebMD search, and yes, all the porn you watch. A sister? I'm like a sister to you? Well, that's fine then, because I've seen all the incest audio porn you listen to. Don't think I'm fucking stupid. Stop fucking saying that! I am your type. You know what? I think I know what you need. You clearly refuse to see me as a sexual being, and I'm not going to stand for that. Stay there. Stay there, or I'll fucking twist your balls into a knot. That's what I thought. Now, let's put a smile on their face. If you put up any fight, I'll ruin your fucking life, do you understand? Why am I doing this? Because life has consequences. You're experiencing the consequences of leading me on for years and never giving me a real chance. Never treating me like an equal. Never giving as much as you took. I know you didn't ask for half the things I gave you, but you still took them anyway, you ungrateful little shit. It would have been one thing if you rejected all the favors, money, gifts, support, time, and energy I gave you. Yeah, of course. But you didn't. You are up all of my attention and support like the greedy piece of shit you are. Nice try. No, dumbass. Even with you still being a piece of shit, I still want you. I still believe you can become a better man. I am not giving up on you, and I am not giving up on us. Because here's the thing. Everyone else would, and they have. All those women you fucked with, who broke your heart, treated you like nothing, they saw you as completely irreplaceable. If I were one of them, then I would have left your ass a long time ago. But I'm staying, whether you like it or not, because I know what's best for us, and you're gonna learn. It might not be pretty getting there, but we will be a happy couple, and we will get married, and we will have children. Glad you're not congested today, otherwise you might have passed out. Now give me your wrist. Now! Good boy. Come here. I'm sorry that I had to hit you. It was just to show how serious I was. How much this meant to me. I'm not gonna hurt you anymore tonight, okay? Now it's time to show you all the ways I can make you feel good. You love blowjobs, right? I've watched so many of those videos you jerk off to. I know you love it. Sloppy and rough. I can do that. I've been throat-fucking myself with dildos for at least a year now. I figured that eventually we'd have our moments, and when we did, I'd want to blow your fucking mind. Here we go! Damn, you're already a little hard. Awesome. God, I love your cock. It's just as perfect as I thought. I've seen you jerk off like 100 times, but I never thought. By the time I'm done, we're gonna have a nice puddle of spit on this couch. I can't wait for your bitchy ex-girlfriend to see how we ruined it. Yes, I said ex. You're breaking up with her. No? Okay, let's speed things up then. Come on, get hard for me. Let's go, baby. Get hard for me. Come on, just let go. It's gonna be okay. I'm taking care of you now. If you let me have my way, you're never going to need to jerk off again. I'll always be there. I work from home, remember? You can just use my hand, my mouth, my pussy, and even my asshole to pump your load into. Tissues aren't good enough for you, baby. That's what my holes are for, okay? Oh, you're throbbing now. Perfect. Let's get a little picture, shall we? Here we go, a nice selfie with my favorite dick in the world. Perfect. Let's put a little note with this gift. Hey, I am breaking up with you. I am finally happy with someone who knows how to treat me well. XOXO, your ex-boyfriend.
Scent.
Oh, she's calling. Here, let's answer, shall we? Hello? Oh? Yeah, sorry. He's busy right now. Yeah. No, yeah, he said he broke up with you. I'm sorry, girl. It just wasn't meant to be. Yeah, sorry. He needs his balls drained. I'll have him call you afterwards. Bye! Oh, that was amazing. God, we just cucked your ex-girlfriend. That was so fucking hot. And based on how much harder you got in my mouth while we did it, I think you liked it too. You're so fucked up. God, I love it. You're perfect for me. Fuck, you're about to come, aren't you? Too bad. That load is going inside of me, but not down my throat. I want it somewhere else. I want it deep in my fucking ass. You heard that right? The one thing all those prudish bitches would never do for you, because your cock was too big. Fucking cowards. Yeah, take a look what I got for you, baby. Let me just take off these jeans. See that, baby? See that fucking ass? Got a nice big plug in it. I wore this one especially for you every time we hung out, hoping you would have the courage to finally make a move, and I'd let you be the first man to fuck me in the ass, and I would be the first ass you would ever fuck. But that day never came. Until now. Aww, look. Your cock is spurting pre-cum just at the thought. You wanna fuck my ass so bad, huh? Come on, really look at it. Yeah, look at me spreading my ass cheeks in front of your face, huh? Let me just... take this plug out. You see that? See how ready my asshole is for you? This plug is even as big as you. I can't wait for you to stretch me out even more. I want to feel it. I want you to ruin it. I want to feel it every time I sit down. I want you to fuck my ass so hard I don't sit right for a fucking week. Yeah, that's how badly I want it. Not a single woman alive is willing to say or do the nasty shit I'm willing to do for you. So get used to it. Now, let's put that cock in my ass. Let me just get some lube here. Ah, there it is. Always good to be prepared. You always did love that about me. Whether it was giving your pencils in school, extra cash for when you forgot your debit card, or a nice little travel-sized bottle of lube, just in case you wanted to fuck me in the ass while we hang out. I think of everything. Perfect. That's gonna go in real nice. My ass is so eager for you, baby. You ready for our first together? Oh, fuck. Even after all that prep, you're still so fucking big. Shit, fuck, shit. Okay, maybe I was a little overconfident. Just slow, slow. Yes, that's... There's a good boy. Just fuck. Oh, shit. Someone's excited. Save that backing for once I get all the way in, okay? Fuck. I should have used a bigger plug. Okay. Let's get you balls deep, baby. Oh, fuck. Yes, there it is. There it is. Holy shit. Let's just keep that right there for a second before I start slamming my ass down on you. Oh, fuck. Yes, fuck. You feel so good. Yeah, you just enjoy my asshole grinding on your cock, huh? Good boy. I can feel you getting bigger. Fuck. Okay, time to get this line. Oh, fuck, yes, fuck. This is what I've been waiting for so fucking long. Finally, something that we can both share together. At first, that is all mine. Oh, you like the way my asshole is fucking sucking your cock, huh? Oh, fuck. You like hearing all the nasty, dirty talk I come up with? Oh, fuck. You still feel so good. Yes, fuck me. You act like you're so put off by me and that you just don't see me that way. But look at you now. My ass is starting to fucking hurt with how hard you're bucking back. You're fucking splitting me in half. Oh, you love what a fucking crazy bitch I am. Oh, and if I'm wrong, well, you'll learn to love it. Oh, especially when I'm popping out this fucking cum out of your balls every day. No more masturbating for you. Your hands may as well be tied behind your back, because my body is yours to fuck, suck, use. Come on, whatever you fucking want. No, it's not a word you'll ever hear around me. I'm all fucking yours. Oh, fuck, yes, fuck. You're getting close. Oh, aren't you? I can hear it in your moans. Oh, come on. Fuck harder. Fuck my ass. Make it fucking hurt with that big cock of yours. Oh, come, baby. Come on, baby. Do it. Do it. Come in me. Come in my ass, please. Fuck, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes, do it. Fuck. Fuck, come. Come in my fucking ass. Fuck. Oh, my God. There's so much. Holy shit. It feels so fucking warm. Fuck yes, don't stop. Just let it all out, baby. Yeah, don't let a drop spill out. That was fucking amazing. Here, careful. Let me just slide off and... Oh, fuck. Quick. Oh, there we go. All plucked up again. I want your cum to stay inside me. I was so worried it'll spill out. Ah, fuck. That was amazing. I love you so much, baby. Thanks for giving us a chance. Oh shit! The game is done downloading. Hell yeah! Aw, you're too tired to play? That's okay. Here, just lay your head down on my lap while I boot up. You can play after if you had your little nap. Getting your balls drained like that would take you out of anyone. You know, I really am like the coolest girlfriend ever. I just let you do anal, and I'm not even that mad you're still about to fall asleep after coming. And I'm about to game while your huge fucking load was still up my ass. You are seriously the luckiest guy in the world. Alright, baby. Go to sleep. I'll wake you up when I get hungry for dinner. Or more of that dick. Whichever comes first. This is Dreamy Izumi VA, or known as Izumi, and thank you so much for listening to the script film. This aftercare is included to remind you that there is absolutely nothing wrong with enjoying a fantasy situation like this. Consent is very important in every sexual dynamic, and that's what makes these stories and fantasies so fun. As the actress, I am consenting to making this content, and as the listener, you are consenting as soon as you press play. Kinks are very complicated, and at the end of the day, we'll never really figure out why exactly we like something, but all that matters is that if it makes us feel good, and as long as it doesn't hurt anyone, it should be celebrated. Thank you so much again for trusting me and the writer, Billy Yandere Cyrus, with helping you fulfill this fantasy. Be sure to take care of yourself, grab some water, maybe a cozy blanket or a snack, and let yourself relax a bit if you need to. Otherwise, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your day and or night. Bye bye!